Ronnie, pleasure having you. How's life treating you these days?
I mean, I'm just stunned that you said my last name correctly. So that's a great start for you. But no, I mean, everything's great. I'm originally from Florida, so I'm used to the rain, but I'm not used to 40 degrees. So just getting used to that. But as of yet, been pretty good.
You know, I wanted to get to that because as somebody I'm just speaking to for the first time, the origins, you're from the greater Orlando area. You had a great high school career. You played collegiately at South Florida. And to wind up with a job like this, I mean, there's obviously a passion for the game. So be it playing, the family you grew up in, where would you say your love for baseball came from?
My love from baseball came from my dad. Both of my parents are actually from the Chicago area. So I used to say I was sadly raised a Cubs fan, but you know, once they won the World Series, I was a proud Cubs fan. And obviously now the Diamondbacks are my team now, but yeah, so just grew up. He always put me in baseball or softball. We're going to spring training games and whatnot. So just my passion for the game just really started at a young age.
You know, another aspect is kind of that philosophy of seeing yourself in a particular position. And, you know, they say you can do anything, but as a woman in baseball, there was a hard ceiling. So what did it mean to you and in turn to, you know, young girls and women coming up to see Kim Ang become the general manager of the Marlins, Rachel Balkovic with the Yankees, you know, basically kicking open previously locked doors?
Yeah, I think it's huge. I've had the pleasure of talking to Kim, but I've never actually met her in person. So it'll be really great to be able to do that one day. But I think what's cool in regards of the women's movement in professional sports is that I remember when I was in Western Massachusetts and I got the push notification of Rachel Folden getting hired. And I thought, man, that is so freaking cool. And especially too with her being with the Cubs at the time where I was still a Cubs fan. And the fact that I remember seeing that on my phone, and fast forward 3 years, her and I are really great friends and that I'm in the position that I'm in. So it's cool to see the progress of even just 3 years ago, how I had that thought cross my mind and how she got hired as a coach and now she's a hitting coordinator with the Cubs and now I'm in my role. So I think it's just kudos to the men and to the women who continuously see the value in women and just in people in themselves and putting the people in the right spots to make their organizations better.
Talking with Ronnie Kajanik, manager of the Hops here in town for this set with the Emeralds. So a question I've asked those who are in first-time positions, it's some of the head coaches here at Oregon. Have you had that moment maybe during a practice where a player or somebody in the organization addressed you as Skip or Skipper and you were like, hey, that's me?
Yeah, that actually did happen one time. I was walking down the hallway at Salt River during spring training, and our AA pitching coach, Tom Gorzolani, like, hey, Skip. And I, like, looked down the hallway, and then I thought, oh, my gosh, he's talking about me. So, yeah, it's definitely getting some used to, but I definitely like the ring of it.
Yeah, I love it. So I was reading an article by Tom Verducci, obviously one of the most prominent writers in the world about baseball, and the story about how you found out the Diamondbacks wanted you to have this job. So I guess you could go from the nothing is easy file. You got a call from the farm director, Josh Barfield, who tells you, well, we want you in Hillsboro, but then he puts you on hold. I'm curious, how fun were those 5 minutes?
Yeah. It definitely felt like 5 minutes. It was probably only 15 seconds, but that's good. Good thing I like Josh, or else I would definitely be hanging that over his head. But no, it was definitely, it seemed like forever, but probably wasn't. And, you know, obviously once he got back on the line and told me the news, it was definitely worth the wait.
And so that moment passes, you know, you're going to be the manager. So I guess it's a two-parter. Did you realize what had just happened? Was historic, becoming the first woman to hold that job at this level. And I guess at the risk of getting you in trouble, who was your first call? Your wife, your parents, your friend? and what was their reaction?
Yeah, I have a tendency whenever I do interviews or hear some big news, I black out a little bit. So once I got off the phone, I was like, I'm pretty sure he said manager of the Hops, or else I probably wouldn't have blacked out. So I had to think about it for a couple of seconds to make sure that I heard him right. But no, it was, you know, I truly, and I think this is a little bit of kudos to the way that things are going. And then also to just the way that I feel like I'm valued with the Arizona Diamondbacks is, and he had even said this once it finally broke during spring training of they didn't understand how big it was going to be. And I think, I don't think that's being naive. I think it's just seeing the value in a human being. So I didn't really tell anybody once I was told. I really didn't tell anybody, I believe, until a couple of days before it was actually announced, and it got big during spring training. But it was definitely a really cool moment. My wife was with me at the time, and I know she was really excited. And last season she was flying back and forth to me in Amarillo, so it's good that now we can actually be together, which is pretty rare in the baseball world. So I'm definitely very lucky in that department, and it was really cool with my parents coming out about 2 or 3 weeks later and telling them in person, because, you know, growing up in baseball and softball and my dad being such a big baseball fan, he was pretty excited that he was going to be able to be eating a lot more hot dogs at ball fields this summer. So he was pretty excited.
That's awesome. We continue with Hillsborough Hops manager Ronnie Gajownik. So one thing that's always fascinated me about this level is you're all such high-level competitors. You play all out to win. But at this level, you know, player development is so critical, and moving players up to feed the big club is the priority. So kind of explain that dynamic of you're trying to win, but there's some limitations with players, you know, be it getting them pitch counts or getting them at bats. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a balance. I think that winning and development go hand in hand. You know, if you're winning, you're definitely wanting to be at the ballpark and putting in that extra work. So that definitely comes with the development aspect of it. And again, to your point in regards of pitch counts or, hey, you know, we really see this guy in this type of role, you know, these situations are going to be best for him in regards of him, again, getting that experience and seeing the success, and then also to understand the failure to kind of get himself better. So it's definitely a fine line of, yes, wanting to win the game. And when we have all those pieces together, it feels great to see them succeed, especially in that developmental situation that we need them to be good at. And then, like I said, just winning. So it's a fine line, and it's something that I saw from afar, but now being in it of understanding the end goal of everything and everyone.
And what about the level of communication? I mean, recently the minors have kind of been pared down. From here, it's up to AA Amarillo, as you said, AAA Reno. So how frequently are you in contact with, say, Mike Hazen, the GM, or those from the major league club, and talk about, you know, who they want hitting at a particular spot in the lineup? Like I said earlier, pitch count. I'm always curious as to the lines of communication from this level up.
Yeah, I think that comes more so, especially too, in spring training, kind of before we get out, hey, these are the guys. This is where we're wanting to see them. We're wanting them to get the most ABs. So we're having those types of conversations beforehand. And then it's kind of here and there, especially when we're home. We have a lot of front office. We have a lot of coordinators coming into town. So it's just through those conversations of when they're in town or in regards of a specific guy when it comes to a movement, that's usually like a phone call if we're home or away. But a lot of the communication, at least from manager and manager, is if I'm going to be getting someone from Visalia or if Rufy up in AA is going to be getting a guy from me, having those conversations with them about, you know, who the guys are, if they have any questions about even the hotel or whatnot, practice schedule. So those conversations come a lot more when it comes to movement. And then also too, just the networking that you have and the people that you really rely on when it comes, you know, in a season of different situations. You know, you're going to have those conversations with your staff. And then also, too, you know, I'll give Shane Lukes a call, who's one of our pitching coordinators, Corey Swope, who's in charge of all of our technology. So those are just kind of, you know, day-to-day or week-to-week conversations.
Interesting. And the last thing is, I know it's early in the season. You guys are out pretty well. You're above 500. So for folks just learning about the 2023 Hillsborough team and we're planning to come out to PK Park with this series, what are some of the strengths or maybe characteristics of this Ronnie Gajownik-managed team?
I think that our guys do a really good job of controlling the momentum. And, you know, in this game can be super emotional. And you know, some teams, they can ride out that wave for as long as they can. But I feel like our pitching staff, majority of the time, does a pretty good job of controlling that and stopping that. And also, too, I mean, the fact that we already have two walk-offs this year and we're only, what, 10 games in now. So it's the fact that these guys know that we're playing a team game and the game really isn't over until that last out.
You know, by rights, as a lifelong Yankees fan from Jersey, just because of 2001, I probably shouldn't even be talking to you, but folks, she's Ronnie Kajownik, skipper of the hops in the midst of this big set with the defending league champion Emeralds. You can follow her on Twitter, use the handle at Ronnie Kajownik, and like she said earlier, RONNIEGAJOWNIK. Ronnie, belated congratulations on the history you've made. Really appreciate you finding some time. Be well, travel safe, and thanks a million for coming on the show.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And hey, go Hops.
Ronnie Kajownik, making history. It's a beautiful thing. Break time is here. Back with more 95.3 The Score.